2020 was supposed to be a huge year for Foo Fighters. It was their 25th anniversary. They had a massive tour planned and a new album. But when the pandemic shut everything down, they decided to delay the album's release and wait it out. For almost a year, it just sat on a shelf.
Yeah, that's not what music's for.
In the end, Dave Grohl decided this music couldn't wait. Grohl, of course, is the frontman for Foo Fighters, a band he originally started as a solo project after drumming with Nirvana for 5 years. Medicine at Midnight is what he's called the Foo Fighters' Saturday Night Party album.
I took a look back at all of the work that we've done over the last 25 years, and you know, the one thing that I realized we had never done was like an up-tempo sort of boogie rock party album. I thought, instead of making some acoustic record where we're riding off into the sunset of our career as, you know, distinguished gentlemen of rock and roll, it was like, no. Let's open a bottle and let's get down. I imagined an arena or a stadium full of people dancing to this music and singing these big choruses. And I would close my eyes. Yeah, I would close my eyes and think, this is perfect. This is going to work. This is going to set those festivals on fire, man. And then it just shut right down. So,
but Dave, we were in our homes. We're like locked in this isolation. We also, here in these little bubbles, we need to move and we got to groove.
Well, that's what I eventually realized, that that was the most important thing. One of my biggest revelations this year was in the summer, I wound up having this drum battle with this 10-year-old girl from England named Nandy.
I know. It was awesome.
Nirvana's producer, Butch Vig, actually introduced me to Nandy online. He said, oh man, you have to see this kid play this Nirvana song in Bloom. And her energy was just, she was like a supernova. I mean, she attacked her drums and would scream as she did drum rolls. It blew my mind. And then months and months later,
Dave Grohl, I challenge you to a drum off.
And at first I thought, oh, that's adorable. You know, isn't that cute? But after 57 texts from my closest friends saying, dude, you have to respond. Like, you have to respond to this girl. So I eventually come back with something that that she can play as well. Little did I realize that she just is so far outside of my abilities. I mean, this kid can really play, you know?
Are you being real? I mean, you're not exaggerating.
Well, no.
You weren't throwing it for her?
Oh, absolutely not. I cannot keep up with this person. I mean, but the thing that I realized in that exchange, it was bringing people happiness. And in a time where people desperately need something to lift their day, they could go to their phone and have 4 minutes of happiness. That, to me, its currency was huge.
Nandy Bushell wasn't the only young musician in Dave Grohl's life this year. Two of his daughters also seem to be getting interested in performing. His oldest, Violet, even sings on the new Foo Fighters album.
She's 14 years old. She has absolute perfect pitch. She has a photographic memory. And when it comes to any sort of arrangement or composition or pattern, she can memorize them immediately. And she sings from her soul. She sings from her gut. I mean, she's been singing like Etta James since she was 8 years old. Wow. So it's kind of crazy. One day, my daughter Harper comes up to me and she says, Dad, I want to be a drummer. And I looked at her and I said, drummer? What, you know, that's an entry-level position of any band. And she said, yes. And I sat her down at a drum set you know, by the end of the day, she was playing along to an AC/DC record. So they are musically inclined.
Where do we hear Violet most prominently on the album?
Well, Violet wasn't formally invited to be on the album. We didn't record this record in a studio. We recorded it in an old house down the street from where I live. You know, so I would pick up Violet on the way home from school. We'd come to this house and she'd sit on the couch and do her homework. And one day, Greg Kirsten, our producer, knowing her ability, said, "Hey, Violet, do you want to put a vocal on something?" And she said, "Yeah, sure." So she stepped in front of the mic and did a couple takes, and that was a song called "Making a Fire." The funny thing is, you know, I just looked at it as some sort of like casual occurrence until a few months ago when my accountant called me and said, "What do you want me to do with this money for Violet since she sang on the record?" And I said, "What?" And they said, "Well, you know, she sang on the record, so she has to be paid." And I said, "Okay, well, you know, we're not giving a 14-year-old that much money right now, so let's put it in an account that she can have when she's 18 years old."
That's Dave Grohl. Foo Fighters have a new album out. It's called Medicine at Midnight. Dave, thank you so much. It has been so fun to talk to you.
It's been great to talk to you. We'll see you around.